This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We are kicking off another week of fun and excitement here on this show, and normally we kick off the week on Monday nights, but, well, we couldn't this week, so here we are. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're back live, and so apologies to those of you who were looking for a live show last night. There wasn't one.
You know, I don't know what to do. Didn't know what to do with myself with 2 days off of work. I couldn't believe it.
Doesn't it feel excessive and unnecessary?
No, it feels nice.
Oh, okay.
It's nice to have 2 days off in a row.
Yeah, but you didn't know what to do with yourself.
No, I was just saying that.
She put you to work, didn't she?
Well, I absolutely had a lot of work to do. Please. We just bought a house, and it's a fixer-upper. Right. I have got a lot of work to do.
She gave you an extra long laundry list of things to
crap to do. Well, and it's what's really fun is she's staying at her parents' house taking care of her grandfather, because her parents are away, which means that I do all this stuff by myself.
By the way, even though we only did our Saturday show and we didn't have a show yesterday, over the weekend you guys were really busy over at vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
And we have regained the number one slot at podcastalley.com, thanks to you. So if you haven't voted in the month of September yet, you want to go to vote.freetalklive.com to help us stay on top, because we want to be number one throughout the entire month. So big thanks to everybody who has gone and helped us out there. And of course, we still give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, including the archives. We have the last 6 days of the show, the days that we've done, so it'll be the six. There's nothing for Monday, right? The last 6 days of shows are there for you at freetalklive.com, and they're free.
Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Now then, this is the show about your call, so whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, a rant you want to get off your chest, we're here for you, 800-259-9231. I've also got, hopefully we can catch up on some emails tonight, because they've been stacking up on a variety of topics.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten a bunch of myself.
Right, we might get to some of that. Plus, of course, Katrina, still in the headlines, still something people are talking about. In fact, George is on the line, and he wants to talk about Katrina. George from D.C., hello.
What's up?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, get this. Local D.C. government sent down several buses down to that whole area to go pick up refugees and bring them to the D.C. Armory and stuff. Guess how many refugees they brought back that are on their way back right now? Guess.
Well, how many buses did they send?
Like 5 or 6.
Okay.
And how many refugees they brought back?
15?
One.
What?
Yes. One refugee. All those buses went down there.
Wow.
And they just ended up bringing back one refugee who she's got her own doctor, her own practically entourage, because since the whole crew's got no one else to look for, this lady's getting pampered like crazy.
What? Where did you hear about this?
On NBC4, tonight on Channel 4 NBC here in D.C.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All that money, all that manpower.
Yeah.
One person. Man.
It is crazy.
I just love that.
Isn't it amazing, George? I mean, now this is TSA George, somebody who actually works within the bureaucracy. And, I mean, isn't it amazing what is happening down there, or rather what's not happening? I mean, you know what bureaucracy is like from the inside. You know how inefficient it is, how terrible it is at getting anything done. Isn't it so sad that this is what people are relying on to save lives?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's pathetic.
It is.
America, take it from me, someone who's in the government, don't rely on the government.
You know, the sad part is if you had if a charity had put, you know, 5 buses together and driven them down there and this had been the result, it would just be bad luck and, you know, everyone would feel that.
I don't think the charity would come back without more than one person on their bus.
Perhaps.
Yeah, tell me about it. Here's another thing on a somewhat separate topic, though. The Red Cross, while they're good with their money, they're taking money. I saw on the news a lot of them aren't taking, like, clothing or anything like that. Not right there.
I don't think the Red Cross takes clothing.
Oh, okay. Then that's the Salvation Army.
Well, now, the Red Cross, people have some complaints about them, and I'm sure they are bureaucratic because they are a big organization. But the key difference between, and again, I know they're doing a lot of good work beyond the critiques that people are laying on them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure some of the critiques are well-founded. Here's the difference between the Red Cross and the United States federal government. If the Red Cross sent those buses out and, you know, five buses out and came back with one person, they'd have to answer to their contributors.
Okay.
Their contributors would say, what in the world are you thinking?
Absolutely.
And the contributors could then say, yeah, I think we'll give to the Salvation Army or the United Way or some other organization next time instead of you. See, the difference between the government and charity is the government has no incentive to do anything right. The charities absolutely have incentive. If they don't get contributions, what are they going to do?
They're going to go out.
Exactly.
Yep. Go under.
George, any final thoughts for us, sir?
Nope, that's about it. Have a good night, you guys.
Thanks for the info, as always, man. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So, you know, we've been hearing the reports from Nolens, and it's nothing good. I mean, I've actually got a video clip, and it's got a good audio track, so I'm going to play it here. It's an interview with Tim Russert from, I guess, MSNBC. I'm not sure what channel he's on. I don't watch television. Meet the Press. And he's interviewing this guy named Aaron Broussard. Now, Mr. Broussard is apparently the president of one of the New Orleans area towns.
Isn't he Jefferson Parish?
Jefferson Parish or something like that.
Okay.
Is that what that is?
I think so.
Anyway, they call him the president, and here's...
And we are back, Jefferson Parish, president of Broussard. Let me start with you.
Here's his...
I just heard the director of Homeland Security's explanation of what has happened this last week. What is your reaction?
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast, but the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. I am personally asking our bipartisan congressional delegation here in Louisiana to immediately begin congressional hearings.
Now, this video starts out kind of, he's talking about, okay, we need to have hearings, and he gets very emotional towards the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually saw another article today about how George Bush is saying, we need to discover what went wrong. We need to have hearings. He's going to get his hearings that he's asking for. We need to talk about this. We need to figure out what went wrong for next time. Well, I'll tell you what went wrong. What went wrong is that people are relying on the state in order to protect them. What went wrong is what always goes wrong. Government. Government can't do anything right, whether it be the war on drugs, the war on terror, the relief, so-called relief efforts in disaster areas. Government is what is wrong, and no amount of meetings, no amount of funding increases, which is what he calls for next, none of it will fix the problem. None of it will prevent this from happening in the future.
And it's the same thing every time we have one of these situations go on. Let's hold conferences and get everybody together and write a report on what happened and make sure we don't fire any effing buddy. Let's make sure that nobody carries the blame for this crap.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And we, the American people, amazingly continue to swallow it.
Time and time again. It doesn't matter how tragic it is. It doesn't matter how disgusting.
You know, the fact is this Hurricane Katrina didn't cause this.
No.
It was the government levees that let go and flooded everyone. Now, certainly Hurricane Katrina caused the flood, waters to be...
Absolutely.
To be so high and all that stuff. But if the government maintained levees, would not have let go, the town wouldn't have gotten flooded. Everything was pretty good there.
And of course, some people are going to say,
this is a government catastrophe.
Now,
this isn't a natural disaster.
Some people would say, Manwich, though, that, well, if the funding hadn't been cut for the levees, then everything would be okay today. That's total speculation.
That's the problem with trusting the government, because you can't control where the funding's going to go. Now, if these had been privately maintained, heads would roll.
War's going to come back. 800-259-9231. We'll finish up this interview with Mr. Aaron Broussard. It gets pretty emotional on the way here. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RP8 Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes, whether it be political or even personal, you can take control of the phones. And we're talking about Hurricane Katrina, but more specifically, the disaster in Nawlins. What has happened there is a failure of government. Just the worst possible failure that we've seen in the longest time. I mean, I understand that that 9/11 was a pretty big failure, but that was kind of like an intelligence failure, and yes, thousands of people did die in that one. But this one, they saw this one coming. I mean, there was
years of warnings,
years of information. People, the experts knew that with the right amount of flooding, with the right situation, that levee was not going to hold. Those levees were at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was not like it was a flash in the pan. This was not a surprise. And then, of course, the result afterwards has been just terrifying. I mean, terrifyingly bad.
Yes. Conceivably one of the worst, it's certainly one of the worst natural disasters in American history.
And it's not over yet. I mean, you've got a city that has basically been turned into a lakefront. You've got thousands of people possibly dead. You've got maybe thousands more still trapped in their houses. Who knows? I'm not even sure what the, you know, what the rescue situation is like there. But what the worst part of it is just like last year during Hurricane George, or I think it was George, here in Florida.
No, it wasn't Hurricane.
It wasn't Hurricane George.
Charlie. Ivan.
That's what it was. Okay. Charlie. The one that cut through the state, did a terrible amount of damage. Down here, we heard stories from people that said, I tried to go down and help. They turned me away. They turned a Winn-Dixie grocery store truck away that was full of water and ice. In fact, we're watching an interview. We're actually going to play an interview here with Aaron Broussard from Jackson. What is it? Jackson? Anyway, he's
Jefferson.
Jefferson something. Parish in Louisiana. Who's going to talk about some of the outrages that have been going on just sort of behind the scenes that, you know, haven't really been getting that much press. Let's continue here.
To find out just what happened here. Why did it happen? Who needs to be fired? And believe me, they need to be fired right away.
Oh, let's see. George Bush, the governor, the mayor, every bureaucrat that is in charge of any agency needs to be fired. While we're at it, let's just totally destroy FEMA. Just get rid of them because they're worthless. That's who needs to be fired, first off.
Because we still have weeks to go in this tragedy. We have months to go. We have years to go. And whoever's at the top of this totem pole, that totem pole needs to be chainsawed off, and we've got to start with some new leadership.
No, what we don't need is new leadership. Because it doesn't matter if it was George Bush or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter or whoever. It doesn't matter if it was you, Manwich, who was in charge of the country at the time.
It really is true.
It doesn't matter who was in the leadership position. Nobody can make government work correctly. If you disagree, 800-259-9231.
Well, there's certainly people that can make government work better and worse. But it's never going to work well. It's like
that's
having,
like asking what poison do you want to take, Manwich?
It's like that Model T Ford today in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get it running pretty good, but it's never going to be a good car.
No.
Not in comparison to what we have out there.
Right. So there's no amount of restructuring here that's really going to make anything better for the future. And it certainly wouldn't be cost efficient anyway. The amount of money that the government is going to spend for these lackluster results is going to be just outstandingly incredible. I mean, they've already, what, earmarked $10 billion? They're talking about $100 billion or $150 billion when all is said and done here?
This is what I don't get here, is just the what, you know. It may have made some sense to spend money on redoing the levees and whatever from, you know, just a right here, right now situation
right
before the hurricane. But now, it doesn't make any sense to pump out New Orleans and pay for all this refurbing of it. Because it makes about as much sense as me going out 62 feet out into the Gulf of Mexico here off Longboat Key, Florida, and building a little city that's surrounded by walls to keep out the water and getting billions, hundreds of billions of dollars from the federal government to do it. Please give me that money so I can start that town because I'm going to live damn well while I'm doing it.
Now, Mr. Broussard, the president of Jackson Parish, he knows what's going on is bad. He knows what's going on is a problem, and he's going to outline some of the specifics here in a moment. But what he doesn't understand is his perspective is totally wrong. He's coming from the perspective of government needs to take care of people. And no, government is the last organization that ever needs to take care of anybody.
It's not just Katrina that caused all these deaths in New Orleans here. Bureaucracy has committed murder here in the greater New Orleans area, and bureaucracy has to stand trial.
You're going to feel bad for laughing at him when we get to the end here. So he's going to point this out here, how inefficient bureaucracy, or bureaucracy, as he puts it. And he's absolutely right about this. He's saying bureaucracy needs to stand trial. It's not going to. It never will. As you pointed out, probably nobody will even be fired for this. Maybe they'll select somebody from FEMA and knock them off. You know, maybe they'll fire them just as a symbolic gesture to show that changes are being made here in Washington. We've investigated. Look, we're making a difference.
Now, I wonder if that's going to be, I wonder if they'll just get a job somewhere else in some other government bureaucracy.
Probably.
Before Congress now. It's so obvious. FEMA needs more congressional funding.
No.
It needs more presidential support. It needs to be a cabinet-level director.
No, look, Aaron, you're right about the bureaucracy. But giving FEMA more funding doesn't make it less bureaucratic.
Right.
Giving it a cabinet-level directory or whatever you said doesn't mean that it's going to be less bureaucratic and less, you know, or more efficient. There's no way to make this better beyond destroying FEMA and replacing it with voluntary alternatives that will do things right, which is what he's going to point out here.
It needs to be an independent agency that will be able to fulfill its mission to work in partnership with state and local governments.
The only way that FEMA could ever fulfill any mission of helping anyone is to totally cut it loose and say, hey, if you guys want to keep your little organization, to, like say this to the bureaucrats that run FEMA, hey, a month from now you're going to stop getting federal paychecks, but look, if you guys really do care about helping people out, just go voluntary. Go ahead and, you know, use the remaining paychecks that we're going to give you here in this last month and start up an internet campaign and get people to fund your mission voluntarily.
Yeah.
That's the only way they should ever stay around.
If you're good at it, then people will send you money.
Yeah, exactly. How many people are going to send FEMA money these days?
Around America. FEMA needs to be empowered to do the things that was created to do. It needs to come somewhere like New Orleans with all of its force immediately, without red tape, without bureaucracy, act immediately with common sense.
It's already it already has plenty of power. FEMA's in charge in New Orleans, right? They're the ones calling the shots from what I've read. They got plenty of power. As far as getting there on time, well, again, they're bureaucratic, so they'll take their sweet time getting wherever they want to go. And then you have to thank them when they finally show up. What he says here, next is amazing.
And save lives.
I know
forget
it's coming
about
up
the
soon.
Property. We can rebuild the property. It's got to be able to come in and save lives. We need strong leadership at the top of America right now.
No, Aaron, no.
Leadership really is the problem.
Yeah,
leadership's what got these levies in this case, in this situation.
Thank
in the first
you.
Place.
What we don't need is more leadership at the top of anything. What we need is the free market. We need to have the marketplace responding to disasters. We need to have people who really care about helping people come in instead of a bunch of armed thugs from a group called FEMA. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You want to believe some of the stories that this guy's going to tell coming up here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Walking the dog, rocking the baby, and going around the world are great yo-yo tricks. But there's one sleight of hand you can do without. When I come back, more about this yo-yo no-no. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
You've got the world on a string because there's a new car in your garage. Don't be so sure. If you drive off the lot before final financing's been approved, you just might get yo-yoed. Yo-yoing occurs when a financial institution supposedly rejects a loan, but it's really a ploy by unscrupulous dealers to refinance at a higher rate or under less favorable terms. If you think you're getting yo-yoed, ask the dealer for the name, number, and address of the lending institution that rejected your
your financing. Better yet, before you leave the lot, negotiate, sign, and require a copy of all financing. Now you can shoot for the moon without being hung out to dry. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show and bring up anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We had a brand new Shriner added over the weekend. Her name is Sergeant Dawn. So you should go take a look at her at freetalklive.com. She's our first current military Shriner. We have another lady that's on the Shrine who is ex-military, but this is it's a cool picture because she's actually standing right next to a helicopter, and it's pretty neat. So you can go check it out, freetalklive.com. Now, the Shriners are the ladies that have taken the time to actually have their photo taken with some evidence that they listen to Free Talk Live. Usually it's a sign that references the show or maybe somebody on the show. And that's why we put them up on our site. We want to show off our lady listeners.
That's right. It's a Shrine to Female Listeners.
And it's not a beauty contest.
No, it's not.
Manwich, you better cut that out. 800-259-9231. We're going to put a hold on Aaron Broussard. We're playing back an interview with Aaron Broussard. He's the president of Jackson Parish in Louisiana. And he's talking about how bureaucracy has totally failed at the Louisiana rescue efforts, and he's just kind of highlighting some of these. He's going to be highlighting some of the failures and some of the outrages coming up here. But his solutions are not correct, and we're going to focus on this in a bit. But let's go to Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hey, Gil.
And hail Atlantis.
Okay.
As far as New Orleans is concerned.
We gotcha.
My deceased grandmother's from New Orleans.
Hmm. So it was a beautiful city. I've been there.
It's bad enough to lose my grandmother. Now we've lost the city of my grandmother's heritage.
Yeah, I can understand that, Gil. So what's on your mind?
FEMA is an anagram for fame.
For fame?
Yeah, if you can take the fame letters and spell out the word fame.
Certainly can spell it out.
That is true.
David Bowie says makes a man vain and bitter.
Okay.
I listened to Nagel, and I've listened to this gentleman you have on.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of flame to go around, and it seems like any time they get close, whether they're on the media or if the president starts coming down or the people at the top start lowering themselves down to the level of the other peons on the lower levels, that they all start placating to the top. And, you know, apparently, you know, the people at the very bottom of this pyramid, the very poor people, the people you see distressed and on television that can help, just like you said, the private sector wants to help, yet you have so much government control down there. I mean, I think it's Jefferson Parish, it's like a martial law has been declared.
The whole, the Nolens area martial law has been declared, and nobody's allowed in. There's 50,000 troops there now, and they're not letting anybody in to help anybody out.
Is this a sign of things to come in America?
I don't know. It's happening now. I don't know if it's things to come. It's happening now.
Is it the beginning of the end?
It's hard to say, man. I mean, nobody can predict the future. Anything can happen.
Do you realize that there is another tropical depression brewing in the same area where this storm just
Well,
came
that's inevitable.
In?
I mean, yeah. There's going to be more, you know?
They're predicting that we might actually run out the alphabet this year, so...
Oh my!
What do you think is going to happen, Gil?
What's going to happen? It's going to get worse. I think this is the. I'm a pessimist, you know. Yes, the glass is half. I mean, I listened to Nagel, and he got that one little, you know, really agitated.
Who's
point.
Nagel? Is that the mayor?
That's the mayor of New Orleans, and he had that real one hot agitated point. And then when the president came, he started watering down and whitewashing his passion for it.
Sure.
And the gentleman you just put on, he seems like he wants it both ways. You can't have it both ways. is either you're going to get private sector and grassroots support to help people, or you're going to have total government control. There was a college here in my local area. It put out a flyer years ago, says when there was a disaster, all the television and radio broadcasts were stopped, and it says, and it came on and kept repeating the same thing over and over, which went, "We're the U.S. government. We know what we're doing." We're the U.S. government. We know what we're doing.
Don't worry. Do you think they know what they're doing? Do you think they know that they're actually encouraging death and destruction by
FEMA,
their
FEMA, as far as I'm concerned, by listening to some of the other talk shows, is a private government within our government. It has nothing to do with your rights and my rights. It's something totally different.
It's, you know what? It's just another bureaucracy. It's inefficient. It's slow, just like the DMV, just like any bureaucracy you've ever dealt with before, except that they get focused from time to time because they actually get attention because, well, people die as a result of their failures. Unlike the DMV, you just lose 20 minutes out of your, you know, 2 hours out of your day.
And as far as blame goes, they showed here on the national news where there were hundreds and hundreds of school buses in New Orleans flooded off that could have evacuated people long before they had to ask for anything to come in. So,
yeah,
I mean,
and you know what? There was one guy that thought about it. Apparently, just a regular citizen went to the bus depot, found the keys, and started up a bus and just started collecting people and took them out of the area. He did that on his own initiative, whereas the bureaucrats were sitting there, you know, doing paperwork and holding press conferences and trying to decide on being able to start to getting ready to begin doing what they're going to be doing someday.
But
that's what these bureaucrats do. They sit around and they plan and they plan and they plan, and then nothing gets done.
I mean bureaucrats from the president on down, and I will venture to take a stab at even that local mayor, though his passion is there, that apparently he could have done more himself.
Of course he could have, but he's just a mayor, and that bears another point. These people are just people. Mayors and presidents and governors are just average Joe. They don't know anything about hurricanes. They don't know anything about safety. They're just bureaucrats.
Bottom line, the system does not work.
You're right, and the system needs to be dismantled. Thanks for the call, Gil. We appreciate it, man.
You know, there's a problem. There's an additional problem on top of this FEMA situation beyond, because normally you have a private sector alternative to government programs. For instance, you don't have to send your kid to the awful government school. You can choose a private school. You don't have to have food stamps to eat. You can use, you know, money,
yeah,
those kind of things. In this case of FEMA, though, there is no alternative because they're keeping everybody out. They're doing a bad job and saying, you must stay away.
They don't want to allow any competition because they'll show up. They'll be shown up.
Sure,
I mean, if the Red Cross or any other organization comes in there and starts saving lives while the bureaucrats are playing cards, which somebody reported that some of the National Guardsmen were doing, when the private citizens are in there making a difference, it'll make government look even more inefficient and worse than they currently do. Let's continue with Aaron Broussard.
To accomplish this into reconstructing FEMA.
No. Mr. Broussard, hold on, sir. Shouldn't the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of New Orleans bear some responsibility? Couldn't they have been much more forceful, much more effective, and much more organized in evacuating the area?
Sir, they were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming.
At this point, he stops reading his prepared speech.
The federal level. The cavalry's coming. The cavalry's
cavalry,
coming.
By the way.
The cavalry's coming.
Cavalry is where Jesus was crucified.
I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs, and we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back.
Exact same thing that happened down here in Florida last year. Turning it away.
They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel.
Is there any explanation for this? Does the explanation even matter?
Well, it's traditional government answers are no.
Yeah.
No. That's the first thing they say, and then you have to sort of convince them otherwise.
The problem is,
so that's what they're saying.
The problem is,
to give you some gas, some diesel fuel to save you.
If you try to go in there, though, then they're going to shoot you if you don't ask permission. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the updates. Whenever there's something fresh about the show to announce, we'll send you an email. Be right there in your inbox. And if you want to sign up, of course, it's free like everything else is at freetalklive.com. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the destruction as a result of government failure, which is really where, that's really the reason all these people have died in Nolens, is because of the failure of the state, the failure of the government to maintain the levee system, to correctly build and maintain the levee system. That's what caused the flooding. Yeah, I know, Katrina dumped the rain, which caused flood conditions, but actually the flooding of Nolens was the government's fault.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to, you can't really place the blame on one bureaucrat or another specifically. It was probably the fault of several managers over several years and several, different department employees that didn't really care enough to make a difference.
Well, in the long run, it's the fault of the people of New Orleans for trusting government to take care of something.
This is true.
They've never been, they're not good at it. I mean, look at the way parks get maintained. Generally, they're pretty crappy, too.
And unfortunately, we've been raised to trust the government to do these sorts of things. The government education system educates people to say, government is wonderful. Government is great. Look to government if you need something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you need your life to be saved, you better not expect government to take care of it for you, because you might just be sorely disappointed. Let me continue with Aaron Broussard from Jackson Parish, Louisiana. He's talking about some of the ways that the federal government has just failed and failed and failed. In fact, he gave two examples already. Walmart came in with three tractor trailers, three 18-wheelers full of water and ice. I think he said just said water, but whatever. Full of things that were needed down there. The FEMA told them to go away. Then apparently there was a whole boatload of oil or something like that, or gas that
diesel
was
fuel.
Diesel fuel that was in his harbor, and FEMA said, we don't need it.
It's like they don't. It's like they want the people to suffer there.
Yeah, here's the other example.
Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blank.
Did you hear that? If the government had responded like Walmart had responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis.
Well, that's the truth.
That's the most revealing thing that he said, even though he doesn't realize it. See, Mr. Broussard believes that the correct solution here is to restructure FEMA, to make it more independent, to fund it more, to give it presidential powers, blah, 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 blah. Even though he knows...
So that it can act like Walmart. But there's no government anywhere, no government agency anywhere
that will ever
act like Walmart.
Ever!
No.
In the history of government, no government bureaucracy has market incentives. They don't have any sort of economic forces acting on them because they can just fund themselves. If they need more money, they just take it from you. And they don't respond to people's demands at all. You can sit there and say, oh, government, you need to change. You need to change your bad ways. And then they'll restructure themselves, and they'll do an investigation, and they'll hire a task force to check everything out. And afterwards, they'll pat themselves on the back and say, this has been the biggest restructuring of FEMA in the last 50 years. Boy, are we restructured. It's not going to do anything. It will never fix the fact that central control, central authority, which is communism, centralized control and centralized decision-making fails time and time again.
Blanco, for all she's done and all her leadership, she's sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5...
You know, at least the local bureaucrats, in this guy's case, really do appear to care. I don't even get that feeling from the feds.
At least they have to live there.
Yeah.
Half days working 24/7. I just closed it.
Right.
I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7. They're burnt out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President,
nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get it. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts.
Did he say send us some money?
Send us somebody.
Somebody.
Send us somebody.
I see. Wow. That's, that's
pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, that's really something.
You know, that's intense. And it is so sad that, people's mothers drowned to death after 5 days of waiting for somebody to come and help them out. Can you imagine hearing from your mom? Can you imagine getting those phone calls? I'm sorry, Mom. I can't do anything. They won't let us in the city. I'd come and get you myself, Mom, but the government won't let me come. They won't let anybody come in. How do you explain that to your mother? We're coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the phones. I am still just reeling from that clip earlier. Even though I'd seen it before the show, just hearing him describe that is just haunting. And if you missed what I'm talking about, you can always log on at Free Talk. You can always join us at freetalklive.com, where we have free archives later on after the show's done. The archive will go up. You can hear it there. We're talking about, of course, the tragic situation in New Orleans, Louisiana, which, of course, is being exacerbated, was originally created, and now being exacerbated by the government. Let's go to the phones, though, because Sheridan's on the line. Sheridan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Sheridan in Texas, you are on the line. Sheridan going once.
Hello.
Hey, Sheridan.
Hey.
Hey,
you guys are giving me a really tough act to follow, you know that?
Yeah. Well, you're a good guy, Sheridan, so you can handle it.
Well, as you probably know, I'm an amplifier. And
you are.
I've discovered I'm addicted to your show because I was listening to a talk show today on Fox, and the minute I heard what this guy was saying, I thought, I'm going to be calling Free Talk Live tonight and sharing this.
We're glad you're thinking of us during your daytime.
Yeah.
What do you have to share?
Well, what he said is he said, I've got some reports out of New Orleans, and I wanted to tell you about a particular report. Some girls that were rescued said that at one point they were trapped on a rooftop, and some police came by in a motorboat, and they waved and got their attention, and the police made a motion for them to lift their shirt.
Oh my gosh.
And they said no, no, shook their heads no, and then the police kept motoring on by. And...
That's
this talk show host said, I'm bringing this up so all of you remember not to believe everything you hear, because who among you really believes that our authority figures would act this way?
I believe it.
I knew you would, and I knew that probably most of your listeners would.
I totally believe it, because we've heard stories before from plenty of people that have had encounters with the police where it's just a regular, everyday encounter, and the cops want them to do some sort of sexual activity in order to get out of a traffic ticket or something like that.
Right.
Totally believable.
Yeah.
These guys can pick and choose at this point. I mean, there's only so many cops in there going around looking for people, so they get to pick and choose who they get to rescue.
Oh, of course.
You want to get rescued? You can do us a couple favors.
And who's there to oversee them anyway at this point?
Nobody. And who's going to tell, you know, who's going to mention it if they don't get out? You know, if they leave them on the roof and they drown, story's lost.
Or even if they do get out, like these girls, it's not like the girl's got a badge number.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Couple of white guys, you know?
I'm pretty sure they were cops.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sheridan?
That's it.
Interesting story, man. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Greg in Missouri. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I usually turn the news and stuff off and not watch it, but I wasn't quick enough this morning. And there was some anal retentive Nazi on there talking for FEMA. I think he might have been deputy director or something.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the comments he made was to impress the fact that FEMA is a small little bitty entity. And it's my understanding that FEMA is the largest funded government agency there is.
Yeah, as I understand it, they have significant funding. And after every disaster, they get more, right?
Right.
Because after every disaster, they get to come on TV and cry and say, oh, if we only had more money, we could have responded better. More lives would have been saved if we just get more tax dollars. Greg, thanks for the call, man.
Wait a minute. I got one more point.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, if you can hang on patiently. 800-259-9231. We need more money this time.
I can't imagine FEMA has more money than the Army.
More coming back. Oh, not them. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're